Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 1045.
I mean, who hasn't been to a wedding before? Look through your phone. You've got tons of wedding photos that you took yourself, you know, because you go see your friends, see them get married. Check out your phone. Click, 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 click.
And I know how to use portrait mode, so I'm
Portrait. Even better.
Even better.
Straight to Instagram. Only what you didn't realize was you ruined it.
Yeah.
And people are speaking out about this right now. Caitlin, you could probably speak to this as well.
This is about a woman who is a professional photographer who said one of her, what she thought was one of her best shots, was ruined because somebody stuck their arm out as the father was going to walk the bride down the aisle and ruined the whole shot because her arm was in the picture.
Which makes an interesting problem now in 2019, these days of camera phones. Do you have to take a picture of everything with your camera phone, especially if you're at a wedding where there are professional photos being taken?
Yeah.
Everyone's a photographer now.
Right. So what happened was in this situation, because the follow-up was this situation happened, this woman who's a photographer posted it. She got a lot of pushback from people. Like, you know, the picture that you showed on Instagram of you having your photographs wrecked is like, you fixed it. You did something with it. When they went and looked at it and verified it, it was true. Someone had stuck their arm out and had taken this picture and had ruined the shot that was so special to the bride and the bride's father. And her point was, if the photographer's there and they've hired one, don't take a picture. You don't need to. We'll take care of it. That's what we're paid
for. How much does the photographer cost at a wedding?
You know, we actually had two photographers. It's a couple.
Yeah.
And they're our friends, so I don't know.
So you got
a gift. That was your gift.
I got a very steep discount.
Yeah.
We still paid them, but we paid them less than we would have because they are very good.
But this makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. Well, our photographers had this issue.
Really?
At our wedding.
What happened?
So it was just that we found when we were looking through our photos, and they talked about it with us afterwards, we saw that there were some people who were either using like an iPad to take photos. Oh, you know what I mean?
Oh, that is so, so not awkward, right?
And then and then you look in the, you pan to like, and we had a really beautiful like little chapel, and you look out into the audience, and you can't see their face, it's just a big iPad.
Right.
And someone else had an honest to God camcorder. And
That's Kyle's side.
No, this is my side.
What's it? Okay.
And I always feel Kyle. Like, you know, I don't think of it from the perspective of the photographer. So I see it and I'm thinking, oh, that's so great. And it is. It's nice. I'm very happy that people want to capture this moment in their life because they're there too. It's part of their memories.
Exactly.
However, your face is now obstructed in every photo.
Yeah.
And it's distracting when you look out. And so our photographers did have to continually say to people individually, hey, you're kind of in my shot. Or can you put your arm back here? Or I want to get a clean shot down the aisle. So can everyone put their phones away? Can everyone stop taking photos right now? And so now that they've said they don't really do weddings so much anymore, but when they continued on doing them, they had to make it like an announcement. They had to have the MC at the wedding make an announcement and say, hey, there are going to be moments where we tell you now would be a great time to photograph the bride and groom.
Right.
Otherwise,
don't do it.
We've got photographers here, and here.
Well, when you think about it, if I'm looking at, and I'm not a photographer, but if I'm looking at that shot, looking down the aisle, the backs of people's heads, and looking at the altar.
Right.
What I don't want in my shot is a million phones in the air.
That's
right?
The problem.
Yeah. It'll look really, really awkward and terrible.
I went to a wedding once when the minister came up before she walked down the aisle and said, you know, welcome everyone. We're here to see so-and-so and so-and-so get married. We're asking you not, making sure that your phones are off, completely off.
Yeah.
We have a photographer here. They're going to take care of the picture. We want you to be in the moment.
But I want to post it on IG first.
And that's the other problem that I've had friends tell me about. So we didn't have this issue. I was like, post away. But I had other friends where they said, we don't want anyone posting random iPhone shots at the wedding.
Before they get a chance.
We want to post our professional photos of the wedding. We don't want. And so then all of a sudden they found out that everybody was posting stuff all of a sudden throughout the day, even though they didn't want it.
Right.
Now I was like, go for it. Like, do whatever you want. I really don't care. But I know for other people, it's like, it's a big deal. So it is a really big deal. It's a high pressure day. And you also don't want to be the person where if someone looks back and sees your face at the chapel, that's special. I love seeing all my friends' faces, my family members' faces. I don't want to see the back of their phone.
It's Chum 104.5's Breakfast Battle. Let the battle round begin.
I got a win today because you won yesterday. And I just feel better about myself throughout the day when I win.
Fine.
Yeah.
That's an F word.
Yeah, fine. Words, names, and places that begin with the letter F, and we've got Christine on Team Maryland.
Yay!
Yay! Are you feeling good about this?
Oh, so good. I'm great with F words.
Okay, are you?
Yes.
Oh, there's an edge to you. I know that. Okay, good for you.
We have Hanicia. Am I saying it right, Hanicia?
Yes, you are.
Hanicia's on my team.
That's a beautiful name. Tell me about that name.
It's Middle Eastern. My grandma from Lebanon.
From Lebanon?
And does it mean something?
Not really. I'm not sure, to be honest.
Okay.
If anybody has a meaning, you could text us.
Yeah, let's. Yeah,
we'll let you know. In the meantime, Hanicia.
Yes.
Think F.
Okay.
But just say the answers kind of like slowly.
Okay. Breakfast battle. Yeah, right. Yeah, you know, Jamar's been watching himself all day.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So the breakfast battle prize today, I'll get into it a little bit later after we find out who wins, is the OLG Toronto Festival of Beer prize pack. And that happens on Sunday, July 28th. I'll give you more information when Christine wins.
Yes.
However, Hanicia is up first with Jamar. Go ahead, guys.
Okay.
Caitlin, you're on.
You hear what we're up against?
I know.
Take it and use it. Fuel it. Fuel the fire. Look at those F words coming out. All right, let's go in. Caitlin, please take us.
Okay, Hanicia, your 30 seconds starts now.
The opposite of real.
Feel.
The opposite of real.
Feel.
If it ain't broke, don't blank it.
Fix it.
The European country next to Spain.
France.
The last name of acting brothers James and Dave.
Frank.
Where you keep your ice tray.
Fridge. Freezer.
Small spots on someone's skin, especially on their face.
Pass.
Birds and airplanes do what?
Fly.
All right.
Woo! Just under the
okay,
water.
Okay, you got four.
Okay.
The opposite of real is fake.
Sorry.
And on your face, they are freckles.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Okay, Christine, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Oh, let's do this. We got this, Christine. I'm telling you, we do.
I like beer and F words. Great.
Okay, I love you, Christine. I gotcha. Okay, Caitlin, take us in.
Okay, Christine, your 30 seconds starts now.
The opposite of boring is F words. Thin strips of deep fried potatoes are called?
French fries.
The shopping mall at the 401 and the 404 is called?
Pass.
She was the female vocalist in the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, for crying out loud, pass.
The old way to send a scanned document via phone lines is called a?
Fax.
The TV show with Ross, Rachel, Joey, and more. A thick low cloud that reduces visibility is called?
Fog.
How many?
Oh.
Uh-oh. Now we've got a tie.
Do we have a tie? F word.
Oh, my goodness.
Christine,
fudge.
Wait a minute.
Fudge.
Christine.
Fudge.
The opposite of boring is fun.
Oh, that's
what
me.
What happened to the fun person on you? Okay. All right, everybody.
Let's go to the tiebreaker question.
The tiebreaker question is, what is the population of Red Deer, Alberta?
Okay, this question was asked to the contestants before the game started.
That's
for fairness.
Yeah.
The population of Red Deer, Alberta, Maryland's player, Christina, guessed 250,000 people.
Uh-huh.
Red Deer, Alberta.
Okay.
My player, Hanicia, guessed that Red Deer, Alberta had 1.5 million people.
Dun,
yay!
Dun, 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 dun. Christina won!
Yay!
Why are you already... Why is she already celebrating?
Because it's Red Deer, Alberta.
I didn't say the population yet.
It's 103,588.
She's like, there's no way!
Now, just so you know, Red Deer, the lovely Red Deer, Alberta, home of Katie Lang. Edmonton, Red Deer, Calgary.
Katie Lang, eh?
Yep.
Constant Craving,
right?
How about
that? Yeah.
Constant Craving.
She lives in Calgary now.
Okay, cool.
Christine, you know, you better brush up on your F words when you go to the beer festival.
I've got this.
Okay, a pair of tickets to Toronto's Festival of Beer on Sunday, July 28th. It includes 1.5 hours of early access. Well, you'll be there early. And express entrance. There's a lot to this. There's a lounge there. There's a private bar. Private DJ, and 15 sampling tokens. Plus, you also win a $100 OLG gift card. Christine, congratulations.
Thank you so much, guys.
Hanicia, thanks for playing.
No problem.
Hanicia, L word for you. Love you.
Take care, guys.
All right, take care.
All right.
And that's how that went. Good, you got one, Marilyn.
I got one,
so
but
so we're
barely,
tied for the week.
Barely. Thank you, Red Deer, Alberta.
When you watch TV and movies, now we all have a job or a, you know, like an occupation or a line of work. And you ever watch a television show or movie and you're like, no, you totally misrepresented my job. Like, my job doesn't work like that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
What do you do for a living? And how did the TV and the movies get your job wrong? The reason we're talking about this is because there's a movement now because a lot of astronauts and space people are saying that what they portray space travel to be on television and the movies is really nothing like what like it's really like. Which is
they really attacked Armageddon for various, like, there's so many scientific things that they've said about it.
None of that could really happen.
And I thought to myself, yeah, and it, because the reason why the astronauts are talking about it right now, it's the 50th anniversary of man walking on the moon on July 20th. So that's where you're hearing all these people from the past talking about those space trips. And some of them are like, well, it's so Hollywoodized, right?
It's cool to me because, space travel is something that an overwhelming majority of us will never do.
No, that's
so we
right.
have no idea what it's really like other than what we see on television.
That's
movies.
Right. That's right. So what are some of the things that they're saying on this? Like, I mean, some of them were very scientific. I'm going, what? But it got me to thinking about if they say that about space, which, again, you're right, Jamar, that we've never experienced.
Right.
What else?
Yeah. For example, like all these, like when if you watch the Avengers movies,
yes.
and stuff like that, they said none of those vehicles really could probably fly because from an engineering standpoint, they just couldn't work.
They're too heavy.
They're too heavy to actually get up in the air like that. They say gravity was another one of those movies that they got so, and I loved that
Sandra
movie.
Bullock, yeah.
Yeah, I loved that movie, Gravity, but they got so much in that movie actually wrong.
Uh-huh.
It's funny. But, you know, you ever watch movies and they have like radio people or TV people and
yes.
they're like, no, it's not like that?
Yeah, I'm going, boy, that's a beautiful set.
Right.
Where are the cameras?
Exactly, no cameras.
No cameras. Or that's a beautiful set. That looks like a really big set. It would be more simplified than that. How about being married to a doctor? And watching something that's medical. And he'll go, like that.
Does he do that all the time?
He does not all the time. He'll say to me, you know, I'll know if there's a medical person, advisor on the set. He can tell.
Yeah.
Because the verbiage that they use, but sometimes it's going
to mess up. Some of the jargon's way off.
Way off. Yeah.
There hasn't been a radio movie in a long time.
Well,
right?
I always think about a couple things. I think about not movies necessarily, but Kramer, right? Not Kramer. No. What am I saying?
I know.
Anybody hear you, baby, calling?
Frasier.
Thank you.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads.
And you know, when he'd be doing the on air stuff, he would sometimes put his headsets on, sometimes not. And then she would be in the control room saying, "Okay, we got another caller," and he's already on the air. It's those kind of technical things. That didn't happen.
No way.
That's no way that happened.
And there's always like the kind of like shock jock character in a lot of television shows, like on Parks and Rec. You know, the one with Amy Poehler. They had like everyone the douche, and it was like they always had like laser beam, fart noise. Like that was their whole show.
Oh,
right, exactly.
Yeah.
And it was just, and it's like, sure, that's some radio DJs, but it's not like all of us.
Right.
That's so 90s now.
Yeah. If you go back to Frasier there for just a moment and you think about the sports guy, they were bang on.
Bulldog?
Yeah, they
Bulldog?
Were.
Bulldog?
Bulldog, yeah. Now, also, I was thinking about like when the late, great Robin Williams did Good Morning Vietnam.
Oh, Good Morning Vietnam.
Yeah, that wasn't too far off. That wasn't too far off of what the producer looked like, what the mic was like. He really did follow that to a pretty good, you know, rhythm and what was real. Yeah.
But you ever see all these shows like CSI and all these like cop dramas or crime dramas? I got to think that the people in law enforcement watch those shows and they're like, not exactly like that. Almost the anniversary of the lunar landing 50 years ago.
Before I was born. 50 years ago, like, I was around. Hi.
Hey.
And you know where
what
I was?
What was that like?
That was pretty cool. I was in Guelph, Ontario, visiting Aberfoyle.
Yeah.
Good old Aberfoyle. Near the mill there.
Yeah.
And my grandparents lived there for years. And I sat in their living room on the black and white TV.
Wow.
Watching the black and white footage. It was my grandmother's birthday, July 20th. And everything went dark. They pulled all the drapes and all the blinds so we could really get, because the picture was fuzzy.
Sure.
The one that you see now is the one that we saw. And we witnessed Neil Armstrong making that move, making that step.
Amazing.
Saying those wonderful words. You know, he was asked about what are you going to say when you get off the lunar landing and when you land, when you put your first step on the moon. And he said, you know what, I'm just going to think about landing first before I decide what I'm going to say. And I thought that was really brilliant. He was a scientist first. And I'll never forget when he said those words. I went, wow, that's pretty amazing.
It's an experience that most of us, overwhelming majority of us, will never, ever, ever understand what it's really like to leave the atmosphere and then touch other soil rather than Earth.
Right. And I remember asking my mother watching this, what happened to the other guy that's going around the moon? Is he going to be okay?
Oh, really?
He must be very lonely because there's two guys on the moon. I'm going, what about Michael Collins?
That's crazy.
Who's going to worry about him? Anyway, it was a very magical moment. I'm so glad I was around for that.
And now astronauts are speaking out and they're saying, hey, you know, all these movies and TV shows about, you know, space travel and the like, they get it all wrong. They said what they're showing us, you know, about what it's like to actually be out of the Earth.
Yeah.
It doesn't even look or feel the way it looks like in the movie. It's a totally different experience, which reminds us that other occupations, you know, they totally get it wrong in the TV and the movies.
Yeah, and you know, to your point earlier, so how would we know anything about space?
We have no idea, whatever they tell us.
But, you know, we know about other things like lawyers and fire people. We think we do. There's, I don't know, doctors.
Well, through CSI, we know about doctors. But apparently, according to a text, you know, one of the nurses says anytime that they hear that their new resident's coming in to the floor, they get really excited because, ooh, new doctor's coming in. You know, just like on Grey's Anatomy when the new doctor comes in, but then they go see the doctor and it's all crusty and they're like, oh, not really.
Doctors make
It's not the case at all.
No, not so much.
It's not like you're a freshman year and you're a sophomore and the new freshmen are coming in.
Or it's like the disheveled guy who's been like living in his dorm the whole, like, his whole medical school.
Doctors makes me think of therapists because you see therapists featured all the time on shows.
Right.
Yes. Psychiatrists, psychologists.
Right.
So someone texted in, a therapist said, they always make them unprofessional and they have them cross boundaries when in reality, we would get fired if that were the case.
Yeah, I think, right on.
And this makes me think of, you guys know the huge HBO hit show, Big Little Lies.
Yeah.
There is a therapist featured in that show who really crosses some lines.
Really?
And, you know, just with, and just with comments and stuff, and I'm thinking as someone who's been to a therapist before, I'm like, they would never say that.
Right.
They're far more
neutral.
There's
a handful, but we won't go into that.
The dentists are speaking out. They said dentists in the movies never have masks or even gloves on.
Ew.
X-Ray Tech says, every time I watch a medical show, they always put the patient into the CAT scan machine, but then out comes an X-ray.
it's like when you put your film in from your camera.
Who would know? Good morning, Chum. What do you do for a living?
I'm a police officer in Hamilton.
They totally get it wrong on the movies?
They get it wrong all the time, especially CSI has completely ruined it for us.
Oh, no.
Tell us how. Tell us.
So I used to watch CSI. I was a fan of the show, but they would show you any image, and it would be in a car mirror, and you would be able to see them invert that image and zoom in and clear up a license plate number, right? Stuff like that we can't do. They would lift fingerprints off of, you name it, a cement sidewalk, a brick on a building, whatever it is. You can't lift a fingerprint off of any surface. But the biggest thing is every case was solved in a day. And not only was it solved in a day, but that person was also found guilty that same day.
That same day, right? It goes right to court, right to trial, and the guy goes behind bars the same day.
Exactly. Whereas real life, that takes 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
So when people are waiting and wondering what's happening, unfortunately, this is real life. And TV and movies, they've completely skewed everything.
Yeah. How do you put red tape and bureaucracy in an episode? I don't know. Crazy.
Oh, you can't.
Right.
And policing is more politics than anything else.
Yeah.
So.
True. Hey, thanks for what you do out there in Hamilton. We really appreciate you,
Not a problem. Thank you, guys. I love listening to you every morning. I'm on my way into work right now.
Big up to Hamilton Police. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
When they feature any kind of broadcast facility and they seem neurotic, they're right on.
Very neurotic. Very, very, very neurotic. Yeah, that is actually true.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Let me know.
The question of who will play 007 after Daniel Craig has been answered, and the casting directors have selected Lashana Lynch. She's a British actress, probably best known as fighter pilot Maria Rambo in Captain Marvel. She was in that film recently. And so while Daniel Craig will remain James Bond, she's the new 007. And she's the first black, first female one. So this is a really big deal. And there's going to be this sort of pivotal scene at the start of the movie where M, who's played by Ralph Fiennes,
right,
is going to say, come in 007, and in walks Lashana. And she's going to be taking over the role because Daniel Craig's Bond has retired.
So 007 is just the secret agent designation for whoever is playing, you know, the secret agent.
Yeah.
Not necessarily James Bond.
Yeah, so she's not going to be like, Bond, James Bond.
Right.
She'll be 007.
I'm so glad Ralph Fiennes is back.
Yeah, he's going to stay. So
love him.
And the question will be, you know, is she going to remain in the James Bond world? Like, will she be one 007? Like, how will they work this all together? But it's a really creative way to incorporate multiple plot lines. Potentially.
Is she going to have multiple lovers?
Oh, we'll find out.
Oh, yeah.
Has the racial outrage started yet?
Probably.
Okay.
You know, you kind of got to just tune that out. The world's moving forward.
It's
you
hard.
Can stay behind or you can join the reality.
Right.
Which is that there are bigger things to worry about than who's being cast in movies. And we should just be like, great, everyone can be cast if you're qualified for the role.
Yep.
I know many mermaids, and none of them have that color skin.
Guess what? That's my next story.
That is the stupid... Continue.
That's my next story. Okay.
Really?
In other Hollywood trending casting news, when Disney recently announced that Halle Bailey from duo Chloe and Halle is going to be playing Ariel in the upcoming remake of Little Mermaid...
Right.
In brackets, a bunch of morons got upset about it. Moving on. But social media erupted with their own predictions of who should play the rest of the cast in the film. And one character they really wanted to know would be King Triton. Like, who's going to play her dad?
Okay.
So a bunch of people started saying it should be this person or that person. You know who wants to play King Triton?
Idris Elba?
Terry Crews.
Terry Crews.
Yes.
Okay.
And he's so funny.
I love him.
He auditioned on Instagram.
Yeah, exactly. He wants this gig so badly that he started cutting together his own auditions. So here he is singing his campaign to the tune of the classic Under the Sea. This is Terry Crews.
Under the sea, my pecs are better, my Triton is bigger, take it from me. You need a refresher, watch AGT.
Of course,
he'd be great.
He would be great. And of course, he says what AGT because he hosts America's Got Talent.
Right.
Sure.
He would be an excellent, excellent candidate, I think, for this. That's going to be good. Mm-hmm. Now, all things Bachelorette still trending. We are officially at the fantasy suite portion of the show. And this is where things get really messy. So last night, Hannah, Bachelorette Hannah from Alabama, had narrowed it down to four contestants. And you got to decide, like, is she going to hook up with all of them? How is everyone going to feel about this? As the viewer, I always feel a little bit awkward knowing that I'm going to watch a bunch of strangers hook up for the first time.
Right.
But here we are. That's television. But contestant Luke also found this a little awkward. And he actually confronted Hannah about whether or not she was going to be taking everyone to the fantasy suite.
So let's talk about sex.
Okay.
I just want to make sure you're not going to be, you know, sexually intimate with, you know, the other relationships here.
Okay.
Like, I totally have all the trust in the world for you. But at the same time, I just want to make sure we're on the same page. If you told me you're having sex or you had sex with one or multiple of these guys, I would be wanting to go home.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
I've craved so much for clarity, and I feel like I've finally gotten clarity on you. And I do not want you to be my husband.
And that's how that went.
I prayed for so long. You've been irritating to me through this whole series, and that is the reason why I'm kicking you off.
Yeah, Luke was not beloved by fans.
No, that's right. No.
He's trending right now, and he's just being absolutely roasted. And the part that we cut out, because it included a swear, is where she reveals the location of where she went with one of the contestants on her fantasy suite.
Are you talking like a real estate location?
Yeah, it was a windmill. Good. It was a windmill, so windmills are trending today also, and that is why. Again, I just saved you having to click on so many things right now.
It's the E-Talk Entertainment Update. Welcome back to the studio, Tyrone. Haven't seen you in a minute.
Hello. Welcome back, bud.
Thank you.
Good. Yeah, somebody thought they saw you yesterday in the parking lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's like, hey, Jamar. And I'm like, I'm Tyrone.
Well, guess what? At least she didn't work here. Someone who worked here saw me in the hallway. Was like, hey, T-Rex. I was like, nope, Jamar.
But it's okay.
Okay, I'm going to tell you guys, when you walk away because of your dreads, when you...
It's fair.
You're about the same height. Maybe you're a little taller. I don't know. But you would think the same thing.
Listen, I want to see who loves us enough to be able to tell from behind.
From
Caitlin, do you think you'd be able to tell?
We're gonna do it. We're gonna do an Instagram.
I would be able to tell.
Who is
for
her?
Sure.
We'll do a side
okay.
by
you
side.
Will.
Yeah.
We're gonna do an Instagram show.
Right, okay. We're gonna do it.
Yeah. All right. It works. Well, what's on your mind this morning?
Talking about playing roles of other people.
Mm-hmm.
Austin Butler will play Elvis in a new biopic. So Austin Butler, it was like Harry Styles, Hansel Elgort. People were sort of, those were the names that were thrown out there, but Austin came out on top, and he's doing really well. He's 27 years old. TV career is definitely on the upward trajectory, and he's among the stars of Quentin Tarantino's upcoming Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I can't wait to see that
movie.
By the way, Austin has that kind of Elvis lip.
He does have the lippy thing.
He really does.
Wait a minute, how did I not... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Good job, Marilyn. Mm-hmm. He totally does.
And he also has, like, the kind of, like, asymmetric hairline that Elvis, you know, that enables the little flip thing to happen. Yeah. Okay.
Good choice.
So we're okay with that choice.
Yeah.
Emmy nominations will be announced this morning, 11:30 a.m. from Hollywood. Dr. Ken and Darcy Carden will be making those announcements. Experts are saying that in terms of shows that are out on top in comedy and drama, we've got Game of Thrones and, of course, Veep. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who I just interviewed not too long ago.
Oh, she's a great girl, isn't
what?
She?
That was like one of my more emotional interviews for this year, just because of everything that she's been through and fought through and defeated.
Breast cancer,
Yep. And now she's back with her cast, and they, great show. So they should be on top. But if she scores a nomination also as a lead actress in comedy, then she might pull off a record of seven Emmy wins.
That's amazing.
Right? I want that for her.
Yeah, I do.
And I'm sure the entire team does. So
we're going to find out on E! Talk tonight the whole lineup of who got nominated. All right.
Yes, 100%.
Perfect. Love it.
Then Rihanna. So everybody's been waiting for this album. I have been too.
Anxiously
do you know
waiting.
When it's happening, guys?
I don't know why. Honestly, I don't even know if she knows. You know, she made a little thing on Instagram. She's been doing this a little bit lately about just sort of teasing fans about how impatient they are.
Right.
And I remember the first time I saw it, I was like, you know what? Don't patronize me. I've been waiting for this album. I've been hearing about all these people that are working on the album, writing on the album. I've got insider scoop of this person, and I'm like, oh yeah, 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 and nothing. It's July. What did we say? I don't even know the date. It's mid-July.
It was supposed to be summer. Now I'm hearing fall.
It's July 16th.
It's July
16th right now, yeah.
So for anybody that's listening, it's July 16th.
Okay. But still nothing. Yeah.
And Pharrell posted a comment saying they're not ready for all that. So people are saying, oh, she's working with Pharrell. Listen, she's working with everybody. It's supposed to be a reggae album.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be... anyways, hurry up already.
We're going to see you tonight. Are we seeing you tonight on E-Talk? Are you going to be hosting tonight?
No.
You're not sure?
Yeah, no.
Today is July 16th, by the way, just as a reminder. All right, well, the
E-Talk, family will be on tonight.
Yeah,
At some point, you'll see him.
At 7 o'clock on CTV. And we're going to take that picture of the two of you.
Yes.
And if you see him, you can assume he's me or vice versa. It's a fair assumption.
I'm not actually on the show tonight.
All right, I'm going to miss you. Thank you for checking your schedule.
Thanks,
what a day you have.
Listen, I get it going. You know, my mornings are full. Whatever they need me to do is throw on a suit and I'm on the show.
I know, you always look good.
Thanks.
Jeez. Awesome. Thanks for stopping by. Amazon Prime Day. Now I could always get that rice cooker that I don't need. 55% off.
What about that Instapot everyone was talking about?
The Instapot is on sale. It's actually on sale on Amazon Prime Canada, too.
That was the number one thing that was sold last year for Christmas.
Yeah.
The Instapot.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you're going to be doing a lot of shopping today, you're not the only one. Everyone's looking for the deals. There are a couple really good deals, too. You know, that 23andMe DNA test is on sale for like 48% off.
48% off?
48% off.
48? That's
you
crazy.
You too can put your DNA into the matrix for 48% off.
No.
Okay. Caitlin knows what I'm talking. Kate, you're already on that.
Tyrone's still in here and he does DNA dinners. So what can I tell you?
Yeah.
There's nothing to worry about, guys.
Hey, my DNA's already, I've sent mine off years ago. I've already resigned.
Okay, here we go.
But
we're going to play this game.
Let's get the game on right now. We have our players, Patrick, on the line. Hey, Patrick, you there?
Yep, hey.
Good. Patrick will be player one, and player two, can you say hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell me your name one more time.
My name is Lindsay.
Lindsay. All right, Patrick and Lindsay, player one and two. This is Amazon. Price is Right on Chum. So we're going to give you some weird items on Amazon, and all you have to do is guess how much they're going for.
Uh-huh.
Closest to the actual price wins. Doesn't matter if you go over. So even if you go over, you could still win. It's whoever's price is closest to the actual price. Got it?
Got it.
Okay.
All right, yep. Cool. Marilyn, why don't you describe item number one for us, please?
Okay, no Googling. We're going to make your answer go fast. Well, Jamar, nothing says love like an inflatable partner.
Wow.
That you bought online.
Oh.
This inflatable lover is a man. His name is Harry the Hunk. He's 5 feet tall, comes with a set of abs and a head of hair. Air pump not included.
Whoa.
And if you need Harry in a rush, don't forget to choose express shipping at checkout.
All right, the inflatable dude. Take a guess. Patrick. How much does inflatable Harry the Hunk go for on Amazon?
I'm going to take a guess of $27.
Okay, and Lindsay?
I'm going to go $30.
$27 and $30. I'm going to say player two. Though the actual price is $36.15. That would make Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Closest. Woo.
How come you knew that? Anyway, we
just going to say, don't ask me why I know that.
Right. All right.
She has inflatable Herbert, his cousin.
One for Lindsay. One for her, yeah.
Maybe. Let's move on to number two, Caitlin. Why don't you get it?
Well, forget real estate. You can't afford it anyways, is the literal tagline of this board game. Yep, it's the painfully accurate theme of the updated classic board game, Monopoly. It's Monopoly for millennials.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Wow.
In this game, you don't pay 1980 prices for Park Place. My heavens, no. Now you get to use your stagnated salary for experiences.
Just like a millennial.
That's right. Instead of collecting as much cash as possible, players are challenged to rack up the most experiences to win. And players don't pay rent. They just visit each other and earn more experience points.
Wow.
So how do you ultimately win? I have no idea.
Probably get the most likes on a post.
That's right.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, Millennial Monopoly. Patrick, take a shot. What do you think? How much is it?
Let's say around 25. Okay.
$25. And Lindsay?
I'm going to say
$19.95. Our closest player is, on this one, Patrick.
Hey, Patrick.
Actual price is $29.99.
Oh, what a deal. Hey, we're tied now, everybody.
I want that.
You ready for the next item?
Ready.
Okay.
All right, this is it. This is for all the marbles, guys.
The next item up for bidding on Amazon Price is Right is a T-shirt, but not any old T-shirt. This T-shirt features a llama with a unicorn horn.
Wait, a llama?
With a unicorn horn with a cat on its back. And let's not forget the rainbow in the background surrounded by UFOs. It's got everything you want. One viewer says, review says, if you're shy and having trouble starting a conversation, buy the shirt. Because it's something that'll start a conversation with everyone you run into.
Or have people running away from you.
Or running away from you. Good point.
Never know. All right. Hey, Patrick, take a guess. How much do you think that weird shirt is going for on Amazon?
Let's go with 11.
$11. Lindsay, the weird shirt with the cat on llama with UFOs and rainbow.
Okay, I'm going to try some strategy here. I'm going to go 12.
12?
Wow.
Look at that.
Well,
it looks like the strategy worked for you. $28.99.
Look at you winning that by $1.
Well played.
Hey.
Well played, right?
Wow.
Do I get the shirt too?
You don't get the shirt. I'm glad you guys won that because the next item was a yodeling pickle.
Oh, save it. We'll save it for next time.
Yeah, I don't know if I could have.
You get
kept
to go to the
face.
Backstreet Boys tomorrow night.
Oh, man. You know, my sister and I, she was obsessed with the Backstreet Boys, and my parents would only let us go if I took her. And at the time, I was about 17 or 18, and I was so horrified. But now we're going to do it again retro style, and we're going to have some fun.
Well, have fun. What's your favorite Backstreet Boys song?
Oh, gosh, you know what? I like them all.
Okay, very good.
I don't have a favorite.
You know, your sister's going to sing to the top of her lungs. Have a great time.
All right. Thanks so much.
Patrick, thanks for playing with us today.
Thanks.
Aww.
It's all good.
We didn't want it that way.
Just open your Amazon app and go to town. That'll make you feel better. Okay?
Thanks for playing, Patrick. You were so close.
All right. That Backstreet concert should be awesome. Everybody.
Hey! Get up! Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.